questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. We've been in the studio. We have a very special guest speakers for today's discussion, Sheikh Murtaza Karimi, an Islamic expert from the Islamic Hausa of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you for having me.
We would like, at the beginning of the program, to express our condolences on the arrival of the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his faithful companions. For today's question, Sheikh, we want to get to some of the stories or some of these, better to say, superstitions which is around the character of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his martyrdom. For instance, it is documented or it's said that on the day of the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the year 61 AH, the skies and the earth, you know, shed tears on his martyrdom. Or for example, there was a sun eclipse or something like that. Are these stories at all true about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first point that I would like to share is the fact that the story and the tragedy of Karbala is unique in the whole history of mankind. So we cannot find any other example which can be even compared to the event of Ashura and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his companions, and his family members. That is why you see that almost all the prophets, we have received the news of them talking about Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his tragedy and them crying for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We have stories about our Prophet crying and mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, the event of Karbala is, a special one in the history of mankind, not That's only right. in the history of Islam. So, that is why we should not, consider some events which may At the first glance, might seem to be
strange,
yes. weird, just to call them superstitious okay. because of the fact that our intellect is not able to fathom and understand them. No, let me give you an example. When it comes to, for example, the miracles of the prophets, we are told that the she camel of Saleh, it just appeared out of mountain through a miracle. So yes. our intellect may not understand that, but it's not okay. able to reject that too.
Okay.
And when the staff of Moses is turning to a big snake,
yes.
so again, our intellect is not able to understand that. Mm-hmm. So are we able just to call it superstitious
okay.
because we are not able to understand it? This is not the case.
So these are miracles or the mu'jaza. And about Imam al-Hussein, do you believe that these miraculous actions took place?
Not necessarily miraculous, okay. because we need to talk about each one of them one by one, which mm-hmm. inshallah I will do.
Okay.
But my point is that, the first point is that the very fact that some of these events and phenomena seem to be strange doesn't mean necessarily mm-hmm. that they are superstitious.
Okay. okay.
Because we have the same about miracles done mm-hmm. by the prophets and the karamat
right.
done by the imams of the Ahl Bayt.
Okay.
Let me, before going to each and every one of these
yes.
stories that you mentioned, just to show the greatness of this event, I would like to share with the dear listeners what Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha mentioned addressing those, oppressive people who killed her brother Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the other companions. He said, أَيَّ حُرْمَةٍ لَهُ هَتَكْتُمْ وَأَيَّ دَمٍ لَهُ سَفَكْتُمْ. Do you know what crime you committed?
Yes.
And how you, whom did you disrespected? لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّنْ تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُ الْأَرْضِ. You have done such a crime that it is as if it is going for the heavens to just scatter, and the same to be happened for the earth, وَتَخَرَّ الْجِبَالِ, and for the mountains. So again, it's showing us that, as I mentioned, the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and what happened on the 10th of Muharram 61 after Hijrah mm-hmm. is unique. So that is why we should not reject whatever we hear about the phenomena because of the fact that they might seem to be strange and weird.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
No. The tragedy was up to an extent harsh that, the people, the reporters who were able in order to document the exact timing and dates of the events which took place around the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, especially in the last day, I mean the 10th day of the month of Muharram, some of them are really not explicable. Some of them even cannot be mentioned because of the harshness. But sometimes it's getting so harsh, it's getting up to an extent which is unbelievable. It cannot be believed, as you said, by the ordinary rationale. Let's talk a little bit about them. For example, the earth and the heavens shedding tears or shedding blood or something like that. Or, for example, as I said, the sun eclipse or the stars appear during a day around the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on that time. All this true, can they be accepted or not?
So the point is that when we prove that the case of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is special now, and it shouldn't cause us to just reject any phenomena because of the fact that they might seem strange, but it doesn't mean that we need to, accept whatever is mentioned without, any authentic source. No, so that is why we need to check all the narrations in this regard. When it comes to the heavens and the earth crying for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, first of all, what does it mean? I mean, should we understand it literally speaking or in a kind of symbolic language? The first point is that there are many narrations in this regard. The fact that after the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the earth and the heavens cried for him. And so when it comes to the sources, there are many narrations. Not only that, we have in the narrations the fact that when a mu'min, a believer, passes away, the angels, the earth, the heavens would cry over him. Let me share a few narrations in this regard. For example, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam is quoted as saying, إِذَا مَاتَ الْمُؤْمِنْ بَكَدَ عَلَيْهِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. When a mu'min, a believer, passes away, the angels would cry over him. Or her, وَبِقَاءُ الْأَرْضِ, and the earth, different places on the earth, التي كان يعبد الله عليها, all the places that where he used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on it. And this is in Al-Kafi 101, page 38. Or we have in another narration, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنْ إِذَا مَاتْ بَكَدْ عَلَيْهِ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ أَرْبَعِينَ صَبَاحًا. When a mu'min passes away, the heaven and the earth would cry over him or her for 40 days, Al-Umda, page 405.
Yes.
So when it's going to happen for any believer, it shouldn't be strange to consider the same phenomenon to happen for one of the imams of the Ahlul Bayt.
These are the narrations. Do they really happen? And who are able to see such cases? For example, imams or specific people in the history are able of seeing such incidents or not?
So when it comes to whether it happened or not, I said that we have some narrations about, all the believers. Mm-hmm. For Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam itself, let me share a few narrations. First of all, to show that it is well authenticated. For example, we have in one narration that بكت الإنس والجن والطير والوحوش على الحسين بن علي. The human beings, the jinns, the birds, and the animals cried over Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Okay.
Or bakad alayhi samawat as-sab. This is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. The seven heavens cried for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. وَمَا فِيهِنَّ وَمَا بَيْنَهُنَّ, and whatever is in them and between them. And also we read in Ziyarat Ashura, the famous Ziyarat for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, that first of all, وَجَلَّتْ وَعَزْمَتْ الْمُصِيبَةُ بِكَ عَلَيْنَا. This is not, something trivial. This is a great calamity for us, not only for us, وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام, for all the Muslims, not only for the people on the earth, وَجَلَّتْ وَعَظَمَتْ مُصِيبَتُكَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ عَلَى جَمِيعَ أَهْلِ السَّمَاوَاتِ. This is a very difficult calamity for all the inhabitants of the heavens. مُصِيبَةً مَا أَعْظَمْهَا, in another part of Ziyarat Ashura. So,
and the inhabitants of the heavens, for example, might refer to any entity who is living behind this world.
We are,
I mean, in the whole universe.
About the angels, okay, yeah,
yes.
In this regard.
Okay.
So, coming back to your question, this is for sure based on the narrations that the earth and the heavens and the animals,
yes,
and the jinns, I will come to some other narrations, they have cried for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. But it seems that it's not talking about a physical mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Yes.
I mean,
shedding tears,
yes, like, okay. I mean, we cannot. I mean, if it has happened, we could have some other narrations from different people on the earth,
yes,
to talk about such a strange phenomenon.
Yes.
So the point is that it seems that for this case, we should understand these narrations in a symbolic way.
Yes.
I don't mean that it didn't happen. It happened.
You mean in a metaphorical way.
Exactly.
It's better to say. Okay.
Let me share one verse in the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ.
Yes.
So for the people who reject the story of crying for of the heavens, I may ask them to explain to us the meaning of this verse. According,
yes,
to this verse, whatever is in the earth, I mean, every creature,
yes,
they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْرَحُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. You people are not able to understand their,
yes,
glorification.
The glorification, that's why.
So we have it in the narrations that the mountains, they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the trees or flowers or whatever. How? They do, but we are not able to understand. So when it comes to these narrations for mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, for sure, such a mourning by the inhabitants of the earth, heavens, I mean, the,
yes,
animals, it had happened, but mm-hmm, not in a physical way, so all the other people might see.
Okay.
So when it comes to this issue, it seems that we need to understand them in a symbolic way.
Yes.
It has happened for sure, but how? I mean, we are not able to explain it physically speaking.
We have to reach spiritually to a level, to a very perfect level to understand such cases. And so many people during the history after and before the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam recognized the true status of the Imam and could see the scenes. I mean, these are very much related to your spiritual growth, perfection.
That's a very good point. And you reminded me of some of the great mystics and, mm-hmm, scholars who tell us that, for example, when I woke up for tahajjud, for,
yes,
the night prayer, I just feel that, I mean, the walls, everything around me, they are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's
so
right.
The other people in the same house, they cannot hear it. They,
yes,
cannot understand it. But,
yes,
does it mean that they should reject it? No.
Okay.
It has happened. But us people engaged in this worldly issues, you might,
right,
not be able to see that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you much, Sheikh Karimi.
My pleasure.
It was very nice of you. Still, there are so many instances, strange instances which took place after the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We have to discuss them, inshallah, in our upcoming session of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Belief, with your presence, inshallah. Thank you much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode and continue our discussion on the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and the cases and the topics which are related to this outstanding personality. God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah al-Husayn.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن